what was your very first job?
Animating, writing, interviewing.
Somebody like mentor you on what to say?
Shout out to Aubriana.
Shout out to
what a pre-apprenticeship is and what I can do with it will help you guide you through that.
I think that this is genuinely career building.
Hey, and welcome to Good Job New Mexico. I'm your host, Stacey Johnston, joined by
Carla Melendez, your co-host.
And today we are going to be talking with Sade Smith. She was our very first pre-apprentice with the Department of Workforce Solutions. And we'll dive more into like what does pre-apprenticeship mean if you've never heard of it. A lot of people have just heard of apprenticeship. But this was a solo one. We didn't have Carla at this one.
I was not on board quite yet, and I was really sorry to miss it because Sade is just amazing. And Stacey's amazing, so I think this episode is going to be wonderful, and everyone's just going to enjoy it.
But I think what's really interesting on this is, like, she came in with a totally different idea of what she wanted to do, and after her pre-apprenticeship, she changed the whole thing. But I think she just got more of a realistic, like, oh, maybe that's not for me. Like,
right, which I think is the point of a pre-apprenticeship, an internship, right? You get to kind of learn what you do like about the experience, but also, you know, if it's not for you, that's okay, right? And that's kind of part of the learning experience. And I think, yeah, Sade's kind of story is the perfect example of that.
I agree. I love that too. It's like you don't have to agree to everything just because you're in it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. And that's a great way to just test it out. So without further ado, enjoy Sade Smith.
Yay.
Welcome.
Oh, hello.
I'm so glad to have you here. So today is actually Sade's last day we're recording this. And we really just wanted to take this opportunity to tell everybody what pre-apprenticeship is, all the great things about it. And Sade's here to give us some more insight as to her experience. And maybe this is something that would be exciting for you or somebody that you know. So we're just going to dive into that. So Sade, you are going into your junior year of college at UNM. How are you feeling about that?
Good. I went into my sophomore.
Sophomore. I'm like advancing you, junior.
Yes.
Sorry.
I feel old.
No way.
That's really all I have to say. I'm really pumped. I love school, so.
Nice. And are you from New Mexico?
I am. Born and raised in Albuquerque. I have roots in Florida, New Orleans, and a bunch of other places, but I was born and raised here.
And are you going to stay in New Mexico, do you think, after you graduate?
That I'm not sure about. I feel like I might travel for a little bit after, or if there's a job elsewhere, something like that, then I might move. But I really do like living here. It's a nice spot to live. Yeah. So, yeah.
Even if you left, you'll come back. Everyone comes back.
Oh, sure.
I live in New Mexico.
Yes. And my family's here. Like, yeah. I'll definitely be coming back probably.
Well, we hope so because you're amazing. Having worked directly with you.
Thank you.
We would like to keep you here for sure. Before we dive into pre-apprenticeship and the whole thing, we just want to learn more about you and like your work history. So what was your very first job?
Oh, I want to say my very first job ever was an internship with the city. I did the mayor's youth corps, and that I was placed with the Department of Arts and Culture, and we were doing all things creative, animating, writing, interviewing, city officials, all of that good stuff. So that was my first, very first job, I would say. It was a summer internship, and it was really fun.
And did that influence you on what you want to be when you grow up? Like,
I think so.
Your major?
Yeah, 100%. I have always been someone who likes to create, and I really appreciate what others create. So, and I've been a dancer since I was 2, so I've been in that whole arts realm for like my entire life. I definitely think starting off in a creative space, I was like, I never want to leave this. I always want to be creating and kind of being in the know. I guess that's why I chose journalism. I got to know what's up.
Perfect. I think that's what everyone's wondering. Like, what is her major? So yes, journalism.
Yes, journalism's my major. Journalism, mass communications. Right now I have a concentration in multimedia journalism, a minor in Spanish.
Okay, so with all of that, that was your very first job. And then what did you dive into?
I started working at a wellness clinic, Ortega Wellness, for about a year or so. There, I was doing more receptionist duties, dealing with patients, insurance, just making sure that everything ran smoothly. That was really helpful because I learned patience and boundaries and all of that good stuff professionally. How to say, no, you can't do that, or I don't like that.
So how do you say it?
If someone was like, hey, I really want to get in like right now today, but all of the nurse practitioners are triple booked and you can't get in, I would probably say, so sorry, unfortunately, that's not going to work out right now. I would love to give you a call back to see if we can work something out. It's always kind of no and.
Sure. Yeah. And did you learn that on the job or did you just come up with that on your own? Did somebody like mentor you on what to say?
Oh, definitely. I have had a bunch of mentors. Everyone there is amazing. I first started and I was shadowing someone who had been there forever. Her name's Aubriana and she taught me a bunch of cool stuff. And then
shout out to Aubriana.
Shout out to Aubriana. And shout out to just honestly Ortega Wellness as a whole. They're awesome. And I learned a lot.
Perfect. And then did you hear about us or how did this come about?
Yes, I heard about you all through my uncle. And at first I heard about it and it was just like, this is perfect for you.
Oh, nice.
And they kind of like tailor it to you. And I've never sent in my resume so fast. If there was a way that I could get paid to do what I was studying to ultimately do.
For sure. And so we just want to talk about a little bit what pre-apprenticeship is. Did you even know what it was before you applied?
No idea.
So you were going in totally blind, yeah. Like not really sure. I just told her I was perfect for this and we're just going to go for it.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. What a like leap of faith. You're like, I hope this is going to work out. I mean, I guess you always have the option to like walk away if it's like, nah.
No, it ended up working out perfectly.
So pre-apprenticeship is something new that we are doing also. And if you guys haven't heard about it out there, basically what it is you have, this is for youth 16 to 24 years old and up to 400 hours at $15 an hour. So the Department of Workforce Solutions is helping employers pay part of the wages for that to happen. And it's giving someone that experience without having to like fully dive into like a full apprenticeship, but it's giving a bit of a glimpse into something that they may be interested in studying. So it's giving them the opportunity to like hands-on, get that opportunity to see what it's like, and then just kind of go from there and see what you think. And it's like no risk to the employer because it's also having somebody come in, experience their industry or their business, and then hopefully having someone say like, yeah, this is awesome. This is actually what I want to do. And if not, then that's okay. They might just like spread the word of this was really great. It might work for somebody else, but at least it's giving you that opportunity to test it out.
Yeah. I know a lot of people kind of got pre-apprentice confused with an internship. This program is definitely more independent, but it's still hands-on and you still have people who are there to support you. I feel like there's a lot of trust where the team is, they're trusting you with a project, where I feel like with an internship, it's kind of you're working with someone kind of side by side with someone. But that's what I really appreciated about this program too, was definitely the independence and feeling like I was a part of the team. Like it was fully immersive. You go to the team meetings and you have your tasks and you talk about all of things that you're responsible for. And I also feel like when you take ownership of different things that you do, you are proud of it and you want to succeed in it and all of that good stuff. So I think, yeah, that was definitely a really positive thing in my experience.
I'm selfishly excited to hear that because Shani was working in our group. So yes. Yay, I'm glad it was a good experience,
yes,
for you.
Totally.
And pre-apprenticeship doesn't have to just be state government. Mm-hmm. Communications is exactly where we were. It can be for anybody in any industry. So if you're interested, definitely check out our show notes. I'm so excited that you had a good time. Yes. I mean, there's different aspects. I think we were trying to like decide what was going to happen at the same time because this was new when we launched it for ourselves as well. And that's okay. If you're an employer and you're like, I'm not exactly sure what a pre-apprenticeship is and what I can do with it, we'll help you guide you through that.
100%. And I think worst case scenario, if you don't end up working in that industry or maybe this provides you clarity to where you're like, oh, maybe not. I do want to say that this program has helped me grow a lot personally and professionally, just without the communications like niche of it all. I just think as a person, I've grown so much. I don't know. I want to say in the sense of just like the way that I carry myself in the workplace. And again, those boundaries, professional boundaries. I love boundaries.
Amazing. Yeah. And like, we just kind of threw you out there a little bit, like, go interview these people and go do this. And it's like, we weren't right there with you, just out there doing that on your own. Were you ever nervous to like go and interview them, or were you like, okay, I'm just going to go do this and no big deal?
Oh, 100%. I'm a pretty anxious person too. So I was like, oh, I really want to do this right. I hope I do this right. Again, it was like that thing that came over me. They're trusting me with this. I'm going to do a good job. I got this. I know that they're going to be there to support me and guide me in the right direction so that I can do this completely independently one day. I kind of liked being just like thrown into the fire a little bit, but that was a great learning experience and kind of, I don't know, also a learning experience to get over that anxiety and self-doubt and all that good stuff too.
Well, I'm hoping we gave you like some variety, because it's not like we do the same thing every day. So it's like always something different. You don't know what you're going to walk into. Things can change on a dime. All those fun aspects of communications. I'm just giving myself another plug. People want to go into communications. But yeah. So what would you say to somebody that's not sure? Like, what if they were thinking about like, I don't know, should I do a pre-apprenticeship? What would you give them advice-wise?
I would say, especially if you are in college, it is really, really, really rare that you will get paid to do something that you're studying for. There are so many kind of miscellaneous jobs, but I think that this is genuinely career building. And I think that that is so important. And you're getting paid well. You're getting paid pretty well. And yeah, the schedule is flexible. I think all of the benefits are there. I would just say to go for it, because, you know, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. So
for sure. And you don't know where that's going to lead you down your career path or whatever.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I would just say do it.
So what's next for you?
Well, when you're listening to this, I won't be starting school on Monday, but right now I'm starting school on Monday. So I think right now, just finishing college, and then we'll see after that. I don't know. Right now, I'm just kind of bouncing around and seeing what I like to do within the realm of journalism and communications and marketing and all of that good stuff. Oh, sure. So then I think whenever I find my place, my niche, then I'll try to stick with that. After college, yeah, for sure.
So you've been through interviews before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came in to interview, it was like I couldn't tell any nerves at all. You were just like confidence right off the bat, right when you got in there. Like, what gives you that kind of confidence? Or did you feel that you were confident going in, not really knowing what this was? Or were you just kind of just open to like, I'm here, you tell me what this is. You sell me on this.
I definitely walked in with an open mind, and I know that this sounds ridiculous, but I had this pair of boots on that day that made the biggest clanking sound ever, but that...
I don't think I remember.
Really? Oh, no. I wore, like, these boots, and that gave me confidence and just grounded me, honestly.
Oh, nice. Did you know that going in, like, I'm going to wear this because it's going to ground me?
No.
Okay.
No, but I do think that stuff like little things like that, now I know if I'm super nervous for something like that, okay, I have my lucky boots and I'll be grounded and it's great. I do think that kind of being in dance and being in front of people has kind of helped me kind of mask my nerves in situations like that. But yeah, honestly, I think for this interview in particular, just feeling grounded and confident in my skills. I do think that that's important. Another thing, just getting over that self-doubt is really important when you're interviewing, because if you know and you're confident, the employer is going to see that and they're going to feel good about you. If you feel good about you, they're going to feel good about you.
It was like as soon as you left the room, I was like, she's great. We got to get her. There was nobody else that we even interviewed. I was like, she's amazing. And I like ran around the corner. I was like, yes, please. We would like her to join the team. And that I'm so happy that you agreed to come and join us. But it also felt like a whirlwind. because this could be up to 400 hours. We didn't make it to 400 hours because school's starting, and that's number one. It was one of those things where it went by so fast, but I hope that during our fast time together that you got like little glimpses into little things. And that's what we're hoping for in pre-apprenticeships. If you're an employer that's going to be doing this, to give that type of an experience, if you're able to little glimpses into like all the things that you're able to show. So it's not like we're just hired you to sit here and like all we want you to do is here's how we do this and then come with us on this and then here we are doing this thing. And I don't know, hopefully that you got that type of an experience where you're getting little bits of everything mixed in with some fun.
Oh my gosh, so. Yes. I definitely, initially coming into it, I just wanted to better my writing skills and learn a little bit of graphic design. But oh man, have I learned so much more. And not only have I learned those things, but working with Stacy on press releases and honestly more journalistic type things that I wasn't expecting to gain from this experience, but now I know how to do and I can carry it with me into school, into another job, into my whole career.
Yeah, so, that's what we're going for. Yeah, that's exactly absolutely. What I was hoping for too. But yeah, it does get a little confusing where it kind of sounds like an internship, but it's totally different because when you were coming in, you were already coming in with skills, but it was like we can give you these projects and we know you can hit the ground running. And it doesn't have to be that way for every pre-apprenticeship. Yeah. Sometimes you're coming in like totally green. I don't know what's going on. Tell me, show me all the things. And that's what's so great is it's just really immersive. And that's what we're going for.
I think that's also my biggest piece of advice for anyone who's considering pre-apprenticeship. Be open-minded. It's fast-paced. It's going to change. Change is constant. So I think, just be open-minded. And again, if you're not going in with any experience, be confident in the experience that you do have. If you feel good about you, everyone else will feel good about you. I think that's what
I don't think I saw those boots again. It was like a one-time thing. I don't know if
they
you know
hurt.
I was like, talking about confidence. Where are those boots at?
They hurt. Guys, I'm still confident. I swear.
They hurt, but they grounded.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to do some rapid questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is serious.
Okay. I'm serious.
What is your go-to lunch?
Whole food sushi and a yerba mate.
What's your biggest fear?
Big birds.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be?
A vet. No, I'm lying. No, I think a dancer. Yeah, 100%.
Work from home or in office?
Office.
And what's the best part of a job interview?
My boots.
Nice. Thanks, Shanae. Get those boots.
Guys.
Don't ever lose those boots.
No, never. Anyone listening, if you don't have a pair of power boots, get a pair of power boots.
This is a PSA this to get those boots.
Exactly.
Serious announcement.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Shade, thank you so much for being here and for doing this pre-apprenticeship with us and just sharing your experience with everybody.
Do it if you have the chance. Oh my goodness. Send in your resume. Do it.
Just do it. So if you're interested in doing that or learning more about what pre-apprenticeship is, you can go to our website, which is www.dws.state.nm.us/apprenticeship. So we hope you guys check that out. But thanks, Shade. We're going to miss you. You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a New Mexico Department of Workforce Solutions production.
Our producer is Myla Kolesky.
This episode was engineered and mixed by John Sloan.
Theme music is One Fine Day, courtesy of podcast.co.
Follow the show on social media at GoodJobNM.
For program funding, visit dws.state.nm.us/funding.
Bye. Goodbye.